Irvin Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, continuing to discuss how we deal with chatzeros that are adjacent to each other. Do we continue consider them one chatzer, separate chatzeros, or it depends? So here you have a case, Masbein. Let's say you have a gigantic pile of straw. Imagine like you're driving through one of these Midwestern states, for example, Illinois, and you see a giant pile of straw. You take that home and you put it in between the two chatzeros. If it's gavoa, asar tvachim, 10 tvachim tall, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad. Since it's 10 tvachim tall, it constitutes a barrier, it's a mechitza, and that separates the two chatzeros, and they must make two separate erevin. Eilu machin l'mikan, but let's say your animals on your side of the chatzer, they start nibbling away, and mine on my side, ve'im machin l'mikan, nismayin atevin, all of a sudden, the straw is diminished, ma'asar tvachim, it's less than 10 tvachim tall, so now it's no longer a barrier, and it's actually one halachic chatzer, and you're not even allowed to make separate ones. It's all going to be one unified chatzer. Ma'arvin echad, you make one eruv, ve'im ma'arvin shnayim. Now let's take a step back. In general, how do you make an eruv chatzeros, or as the Mishnah is going to describe, shitufei muvos, bringing the people from the chatzeros together through the alley. Shitufei muvos can be with any kind of food. Eruv chatzeros is with bread. That's why we use matzah. How do you do this? One guy can put a barrel and say, my food is considered to be apportioned out so that everybody who lives in this mavoi participates in it. What do you need to do to acquire something to someone else? I can't just say, oh, my barrel that I'm looking at belongs to so-and-so. It doesn't affect the transaction just by speaking. But if someone else can act as the agent on behalf of so-and-so, so then by that person raising up this food, it constitutes a hakna, a mechanism of acquisition to that other person. So if I have an older son, meaning a son who's not part of my not eating on my table as an independent entity from a financial standpoint, or a avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim, evid, who's an Eved Kanani, is part of my household, so he can't acquire something on behalf of somebody else. But an Eved Ivri, a Jewish servant, so that person has an independent entity. Excuse me. And of course, a random person who lives in the neighborhood, he can pick up my food, and through that act of Hagbah, of raising up, he can acquire it on behalf of all the other people. Vayidei Ishto, certainly as well, when it works if he has a wife, but it doesn't work by having your young children who are part of your household, they are dependent on you to pick it up, to acquire it on behalf of others, because their hand is an extension of your hand, and you have to have someone else to acquire on behalf of others.